Galveston's annual Dickens on the Strand, a Victorian-themed holiday street festival, takes place this weekend, celebrating its 50th anniversary. And to tell us more about it, we're joined now by Will Wright, Chief Creative Officer of the Galveston Historical Foundation, and Ollie Dickens, the great-great-great-grandson of Charles Dickens. Will, Ollie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will, let's start with, for those who have never attended, what happens at Dickens on the Strand?
Sure. Well, Dickens on the Strand really transforms downtown Galveston into a scene out of Charles Dickens' works. We're surrounded by the architecture of the same time period. We utilize a backdrop that Galveston already has to put on a festival celebrating community and celebrating Galveston's history.
And this has been going on in Galveston for 50 years.
50 years of it. It started as a preservation effort to bring awareness to the Strand District, that it did not look like it looks now. That was part of a larger piece of grassroots efforts to bring awareness to preservation. And 50 years later, we're still enjoying the benefits of that work.
Are you doing anything this weekend to specifically celebrate this milestone?
We are. There's various pieces that we're pulling out from the history of Dickens. We're bringing back a feast on Saturday night. We've invited 9 family members of the family. There's always been a family member associated with Dickens. This year we've got 9 that are here that are hosting things, being representatives throughout our special events, and then also enjoying the weekend. Lots of different ways to interact with the festival, but all of it is bolstered by the attendance of the family.
And Ollie, of course, you are one of those that descend from Charles Dickens. You're his great-great-great-grandson.
3 greats, absolutely. What, and there are a lot of us.
What's it like to be the great-great-great-grandson of Charles Dickens?
Well, most of the year, not at all, nothing special. And then I come here to this wonderful festival. Everybody treats me pretty well, which is lovely. And I think it's great because a lot of people have such a wonderful love of Dickens and his works, and they kind of want a conduit in order, or even a person, just to place that love upon. And so people come up to me in the street and tell me all sorts of facts and figures about Dickens and his works, or little facts about the family, of which I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it's just a wonderful interaction because people are so in love with the man, with the myth, with the legend. So it's kind of great to come here and interact with all those people.
Is it weird to speak of him as Dickens? That's your last name. There has to be a bit of a disconnect sometimes when you think about the author and his works and like, oh yeah, well that's family.
Yes. Well, it's a very good point, but my parents did a really good job of not kind of inundating me with all of Dickens's works too early. And I actually started out by thinking that Dickens was, you know, a completely different person because I watched The Muppets Christmas Carol. So I didn't have a clue who Charles Dickens was. I thought it was a Muppets thing. Okay. And then very slowly that drip fed through that, oh, actually he was a writer, quite a good one. Maybe you should read Great Expectations or A Tale of Two Cities or and so on.
I suspect a lot of people, their entry into his writing began with something like A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Absolutely.
I think you were not alone in that. I have to ask, your name is Oliver. Are you named for Oliver Twist?
That's not the first time somebody's asked me that. However, Oliver was actually the most popular name in 1992 when I was born. And there's a local newspaper cutout, which is, I believe, in the drawer somewhere back in my parents' home, saying, Oliver, named after Oliver Twist Dickens. And we kept it because it's not true, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah. I'm curious also, prior to these days, you're in real estate, but prior to that, you were an actor. Mm. Have you ever performed in any adaptations of Charles Dickens' works?
Unfortunately not. I've seen many. I've been invited to some really, really fantastic performances. But me and my father have always done A Christmas Carol as kind of a Christmas treat for the family. Well, we think it's a treat. They might think otherwise. But yes, we've kind of had this wonderful relationship with A Christmas Carol and, you know, other songs and things. And we're quite a performative family. So we do like to keep it internal, much like Charles did. He used to read A Christmas Carol for his family every Christmas. So it's kind of keeping that sort of festivity, that spirit alive.
Will, back to this weekend's events, 50th anniversary, you were recognized by the UK Parliament for this, right?
We were. So part of the joys of celebrating 50 years is getting to work with people. The Houston Consulate General here in Houston has been a really great supporter and has worked through some of that with us to get an official reading into Parliament about the Dickens on the Strand Festival. We'll have a kickoff on Saturday morning at 10, where Richard Hyde, who's the Consul General, will be down, various senators and representatives to read some proclamations. But it's really, we're proud of it as an organization, but it's really fantastic to see that awareness on a larger scale to it.
The Galveston Historical Foundation's 50th annual Dickens on the Strand starts tomorrow, continues through Sunday in Galveston, celebrating the architecture, sights, and sounds of Victorian holidays. We'll post a link to more information about it at HoustonMatters.org. Will Wright is the foundation's chief creative officer. Ollie Dickens is the great-great-great-grandson of Charles Dickens. Will, Ollie, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.